Who the holds no? This mechatz, when it comes into the stomach of the cow, it becomes bottle. So pashu you learn bottle means that it's not metama at all the cow. The cow is still Torah. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that water cannot be metama keli midiraisan. But water, when it touches a food, then I'll tell you, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda still holds, like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, we had in the Braisa before, that they say that it is metama oichel. In other words, a mashke, that's tamei, could be metama oichel. If it touches food now, the food becomes tamei midiraisa. So the question is, if Rabbi Yehuda is like that, my bottle be meyehom, why do we say when this mechatis goes into the cow, when the cow drinks it, it's bottle, it's not metama anymore? It's very good that you understand why the koyach of the mechatis went off it. If when a cow drinks this mechatis, it's not roy to use anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it on a tomatic person, he won't become tor anymore. So it loses the tumah of mechatis. That we understand. It doesn't have a koyach of a nava tumah to metama odom or to metama kelim, because it's not fit anymore to be used for the mechatis. Of the kasher is, Tuma kalom miyo nitmu. But our core point of the Havamina is now it's still called water. Still called mashke in the cow's stomach. Now this water, even though it lost the din mechatis, but it's still tomatic water, it's not worse than stam water that touched the mechatis. The mechatis is an avatumum. If it touches other water, it makes it into a region of tumum. So this water now, that metchila was the mechatis, now the cow drank it. So when the cow drank it, it's not roy to be used anymore. So it's poka the shei mechatis, but it's still water. So this water should akol bonim be like mashke, that's tamei. So avazoi, why doesn't this water now be metama, the buster of the animal? If you're going to tell me that mashke, that's tamei, could be metama ichlim, why doesn't this mashke in the cow's stomach be metama, the buster? At Chuzal Chura Tzarayi, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzal Gamri, and holds no, even though water is Mekabel Tumi, it itself could become Tameh, but if it touches something else, it's not Metameh, even food is not Metameh. Mara says, no, maybe from here there's no Raya. I tell you, my Botlu B'mayeho, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean, that when the water, the Mechatis, goes into the stomach of the cow, becomes Botlum, like it's not worth anything now, it loses all its Dinim, I tell you, Nami Botlu Mituma Chamura. It only means to say tak, it loses its din of a tumah chamura. In other words, it's not a navatum anymore. This mechatis, when the cow drinks it, it's not roy, you can't use it anymore for mechatis. You can't sprinkle it now on a person, he won't become tor from that. So therefore, the avatum of mechatis goes off it. Avo tumah kalo mitama, brenech nami. The water is still called tomatic water, and if it touches now an oichlim, it could be mitam oichlim. It's like a tumah kalo. A tumma kala means an easy type of a tumma, that it's only metama oichlim, that's all. A tumma chamur means it's like an ava tumma, it's metama odom v'kelim. That goes off this mechatis, because it's not usable anymore. But akopon, maybe it still has a din, mashkim, that's tomei, and mashkim tomei, maybe could be metama oichlim. So tumma kala still remains. For the Gemara, if that's pshat of Yehuda, so what's pshat of Tanakama then? Michlal, you have to tell me then, Poshid is a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says that Besara Tomei, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Besara is not Tomei. So if you're going to tell me now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Besara is still Tomei, because our koponim is a Tomekalom, of Islam Michlal, we have to say then, Kmir is a Raya, the Tanakama Sovab, Tomechamura Nami Metamo. Now the Tanakama holds no, it still retains its din of a Mechatis. It's mamish and avatum still, and it could be metama odom v'kelim also. If you have Yehuda hold this only metama basarim, so the Tanakama that argues on him, the Chura has to hold this mechatis is still a regular din of a mechatis, that it could be metama odom v'kelim. For the more, that's not true. For oho besara t'meya katoni, the Tanakama only says that parah shesosas a mechatis besara t'meya. It only says that the meat of this parah is tamei. Mashma, that's all. But if a person now would go touch this water, we're talking about after the cow drank it, you shechted the cow, and you cut open the stomach, and you have the water in the stomach now. So it's mashma, if an odom of a person would touch that water, he would be tar. He wouldn't become tummy. Only the basar, only the meat of the cow is tummy. So if you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that, so what's the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Have the Gemara and Echnami. I'll tell you, Kula Rav Yudhi. This whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda. There's no Tanakama, there's no Machlokes here. They all hold the same din. V'chasurei Mechsura. Something is missing in this Mishnah. V'ochi Ketoni. This is the way it should be said. Poros Shoshosa Samechatis. If a poro, a regular cow, that drank this mechatis, this water, that's made from the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma, that has a din, that right now, if a man touches it, it becomes tamei. So this cow that drank it is besara tamei. I'll tell you true, only the basar, only the meat of the animal is tamei. Once the cow drank it, it like loses the din of mechatis on it. It's not a navatum anymore. Now if a man or kelim would touch it, it would not be tamei. Only the basar, only the meat, only an oichel is tamei. Now, b'medivar mamurim, when do we say this din? Tumakala. Only tumakala it still has. Abo tumachamur loy. But the tumachamur, the original tumah that a mechatis has, that it's like an avatumah, that even if an odom, a person, or a kelim that touch it would become tumay, that it doesn't have anymore. This is even the Tanakama. Of course, the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's explaining himself now. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the svar is, batlo b'meyeho. That when a cow drinks this mechatis, it loses the din of a mechatis. You can't use it anymore for mechatis. If you sprinkle it on a tomatic person, he doesn't become tor. So if Yehuda is the one that's saying that it's bot of the meyeho, you can't use it for mechatis, the avatuma goes off it. It's not matam odom kelim. But a tuma kala still has. Why? Because it's like water now, like regular water. If regular water touches an avatuma, it's makabal tuma mediraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, water that's tuma mediraisa, when it touches food, food it is matami. As we want to go now on the tzad, that Rabbi Yehuda was only chayza from kelim, that when water touches a keli, it can't be matam with a kelim. But enechanami, when water touches oichlim, it could be mediraisa, it is matam with the oichlim. And that's behind this Mishnah, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this mechat, this the para drank, once he drank it in the stomach, it's not considered like mechatis anymore. It's like regular water. It's like tomatic water. And the reason why the meat of the cow is tome, because this water went now and touched the meat of the cow. So therefore, the meat became tome, because mashkim could be metam oichlim. So from here, we wouldn't have any raya clearly what your view holds. Could be was chayzer, and then you say it's batel meyer means legamri, it's not metam at all. Or could be, no, we have used this might, it's still matam of the bosses. So we don't have a clear raya from this Mishnah. So Maravashi Yomar Li Oilom Botlu B'meyehel Lagamri. Tell you no. Avaita. Shat, Ravashi is saying, it is the Machlokes Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. The Tanakam holds, the water is still considered like water, therefore it's matam of the bosses. Rav Yehuda holds, no, it's not considered water even, it's Botlu Lagamri. That after the cow drank it, this water is not even metama the cow anymore. But not the pshat is because if Yehuda holds mashke liquid cannot be metama oichlim. No, if it's real good water, water that's tamei maybe could be metama oichlim. But here there's a chsarin mishum dehevelei mashkin saruach, because here it's like fashtunke nevasa, that there's something wrong. The water itself became not drinkable anymore. After a cow drinks in the cow's stomach, nobody's going to drink that water anymore. So it came like something happened to it. It's not drinkable anymore. That's why it lost its shame. It's not metam neichem. Really, water, a mashke that's tamei, could be metam neichem. But this mashke in the cow's stomach loses the shame of mashkin. Nobody's going to drink it now. It's a ruach. Therefore, it's not metam at all. So, and the Tanakama argues and says, no, it's not called Seruach yet, even though it's in the cow's stomach, it's still called a mashkim, and a mashkim could be Matam Oichel. But from Yehuda, again, we have no raya what he would hold. Here he says it's not Matam Oichel, because it lost the shame of a mashkim. It's not called something that's drinkable right now. That's why it's not Matam. But maybe real water that's drinkable, if it's Tamei, maybe it could be Matam Oichel. So again, we have no raya. So the more, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Oimrim. Now again, the last part of that brayse that we had on Daf Tes Zayin that we're going to explain now, they had a sheet like this that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both said, "Imrim lo oichlin temeim lekelim toirim." A new halacha. We'll soon see how they know from the pesukim. They made a chilik.
that what water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa. If a sheretz touches water, it's metame midiraisa. The water is tame. Now, if this water, if it touches food, if it goes on bread or oichlim, it's metame the oichlim. But if the water goes on a keli, on a kli, it's not metame kelim. Mashkim cannot be metame kelim midiraisa. Midiraisa mashkim can only be metame oichlim. That's their shita. We'll soon see how they know it from sukkim. That's what Rabbi Yosef and Rishim both say. That loichlim tameim, when the water touches a food, it could be metame the food. When it touches kelim, it's torah. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yosef that says this svara is Bishitas Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomroi. He's saying it in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the way Rabbi Kiva dashens sukim, you come out with this halacha. It's like Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmidah Shere Rabbi Kiva Hoya. Kedatanya Bivomis Abol Yivimtoi. Voyoilam Shomim, the world was like empty. Without any Torah, Kamat. At Shabor Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came, Eitzer Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim. Vishon Elhem. And he learned Torah with Talmidim. Vielu Hain, these were Rabbi Kiva's big Talmidim. Rabbi Meya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So you see, Rabbi Yosi was a Talmid learned by Rabbi Kiva. So we're saying now that Rabbi Yosi says this chilik, that water could only be matam and oichel and not a keli, that's only because he dashens the same way as Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva dashens the psukim. Now how does Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva dashen the psukim? The darish. Rabbi Kiva dashens when the posik says yitmo yitama. The posik doesn't say the thing became tomei. Tomei with the mashma, the sheretz touches the water becomes tomei. But the posik rather says yitmo. Yitmo mashma, it could be matama something else. That's the chiddush. Even though mashke becomes tamei, not that it stays by itself, but it could be matama something else. And we'll soon see it only can be matama oichlim and not kelim. Rashi says the darish yitmo the yichsev gabi oichlim tameiim yitmo. The pasuk says when oichlim becomes tamei, doesn't say stam it's tamei, but it says yitmo that it can be matama something else. Now that's Rabbi Kiva Dashnas that way, and Rabbi Yosi also, V'yilnami Dorish Yitmo, Yechsev Gabi Mashkin, means Tameim Yitmo. That the Pasuk says water could become Tamei, it doesn't say a Loshin, the Mashkin is Tamei, but the Pasuk says rather, V'chol Amashka, She Yishose, V'chol Kli Yitmo. Yitmo is Mashma two things, it becomes Tamei, and it could also be Matam as something else. Now, so the Mordetnan, we learned, Boy Bayayim Dorish Rabbi Kiva. On that day, Rashi says that they made Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah the Nosi. On that day, Rabbi Kiva dashen. That he dashen like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoy. If a sheretz falls inside a kli cheres, the Pasuk says, kol asher besoichoy yitmo. Anything inside the kli becomes tomei. So, Zot Gemara, Eino oimet tomei. The pasuk doesn't say what's inside the kli becomes tomei ela yitmo, but rather it becomes tomei that it could be metame something else. That means yitame acherim. It could even be metame something else. If what's inside the kli cheres goes outside and touches something else, it's metame something else. Limud, from this pasuk we learn out al kikar sheni. If you have a regular piece of bread that's chulin, it's not even truma. It's regular bread that, like we eat. If it becomes a sheni l'tumah, the din is midiraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds she'oisa shlishi b'chulin. There's such a thing that a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We hold by chulin you only have a sheni. There's only a shlishi by truma. Rabbi Kiva holds no. The pasuk now is telling us the chiddush that a sheni could make a shlishi. Now what's the case? Rashi masbul like this. There's a chiddush of a kli cheres, that means an earthly keli, that if let's say you have food inside the kli, and the sheretz now just comes inside the avir, the ear of the kli. The sheretz doesn't even touch the side of the kli. It doesn't even touch the food inside it. It only comes inside the ear of the kli. There's a chiddush hakaron now that the kli itself becomes tamei. Now, how is the kli tamei? It's considered as if the sheretz went and touched the keli. So the kli is a rishon l'tumah. Now, any food inside the kli also becomes tamei now because the keli, the kli itself, is touching the food. Like the food is inside the glass, not the glass, it's earthly keli. So if the keli around became tamei rishon l'tumah, it touches the food inside, it becomes a sheni l'tumah. So the pasuk is saying now, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem al toichoy. If a sheretz falls inside it, kol asher v'soichoy yitmo. Any food that's inside this kli cheres becomes tamei.
But the pasuk doesn't say tomei. The pasuk says yitmor, that this food inside, which is a sheni l'tuma, when it comes outside and touches something else, it can be matama something else. So the pasuk is saying clearly, even by chulin, a sheni makes a shlishi. That's the way Rabbi Kiva darshins. That's why the pasuk says yitmor, that this food, this bread inside the kli, which is a sheni l'tuma, when it comes outside, it's matama something else. That's where the Kiva Dashin is over there by the Kli Cheres by Oichel. Now, how does the Kiva Dashin by us by water, by Mashke, that we're saying now that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva to tell us that Mashke water, when it becomes Tameh, it could even be Metama Oichelim also? Because the end of the Pasuk says, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishosem, V'chol Kli Yitma. Now, this Pasuk is also talking about the same Pasuk. It's talking about you have water inside a Kli Cheres. There's water inside this earthly keli. Now the sherets again came inside the kli. So the kli became tummy. The keli touched the water, was matama the water inside. And the pasuk again says, yitma, that when this water comes outside, it could be matama something else. So that's Rabbi Yosi's raya, that water could be matama something else. Chomashka asher yishosa b'chol kli yitma, says yitma means latame tumas eichlim. That when it comes out this water and touches food, it could be matama the food. So the Gemara atoyim latama tumas oichlin. You're telling me now when the water comes out of the kli, it could be matama food. Oyeno, maybe not like that. Elo latame tumas mashkin. Maybe when the water comes out of the kli and touches other water, it could even matama other mashkin. Like what are you telling me now? It could only be matama food, a solid. Why when the water comes out, why can't it be matama second water? So tomorrow, Marta, I'll tell you, loy kachoye, that can't be. Tomorrow, my loy kachoye, why can't that be? Omerav Papa, because loy matzino tuma shoisek yoitze bo. That's the cloud that derives, at least a lot of mandirim hold like this, that one tomein can make the other thing just like a tomein. In other words, food. If food touches food, it can't be matamrit midiraisa. If water touches water, it can't be matama midiraisa. If a kli that's tamei touches another keli, it can't be matama. There's only a thing, a keli could be matama mashke. A mashke liquid could be matama keli. A liquid maybe could be matama oichel. But liquid cannot be matama liquid. That's the cloud. We'll soon see the psukim. That's what Papa's saying, that Lai Mitzinyo never found tuma sheisek yoisebur. A keli or a mashke that's tamei, if it touches the same object, it can't be matama that thing. Therefore, this pasuk, when it says that the water inside the kli is tamei, and when it comes outside, it's matama something else, it can't mean it's matama other mashkin, because there's no such thing like that. So it has to mean when it comes out, it's matama food. Now the question is soon, but how do we know it's not matama keli? Maybe when it comes out, it could even be matama kelim also. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Yossi holds that water could only be matama food, but it can't be matama kelim. That's soon going to be the question. Why not? So the more Ravina says Migufa de Kra Namila Motis Amrit. From this pasuk itself you can't say that the water inside the kli should be matama other water. Why? That Yitmo Latame Tumas Mashkin. You can't tell me Pshan this pasuk that the water inside the kli cheres, when a sheretz comes inside and the water becomes tameh, you can't tell me when the water comes outside it'll be matama other water. Why not? The Sakadaitach Yitmo de Seifon. If you want to tell me the end of the pasuk that says v'chol mashka asher yishosa v'chol kli yitma, that's talking about the water inside the kli cheres when it becomes tamei, that it can even be matama mashke. If that's pshat of the last word yitma in this pasuk, that it's talking about it could be matama even water liquid of the yitma deresha. When the beginning of the pasuk before, that says v'chol kli cheres asher yipo me'em al teichoid kol asher b'soicha yitmo, anything inside it is tamei. Says kol asher b'soicha yitmo. When the pasuk in the ratio says yitmo as a churanami letamei tumas mashkin, it also has to mean that if the food inside a kli cheres becomes tamei, it could be matama oichlin. That's what you have to say. It could be matama mashkin. For the Gemara b'zoi ne'yavinu v'nechtevinu. Why doesn't the pasuk put the two things together? The pasuk is talking about that in the kli cheres, either there could be food inside it when the sheretz came in, or else the end of the pasuk is saying if there's water inside the kli cheres and the sheretz comes in. The pasuk says both become tamei. If you can tell me now that both
have the same koyach to be matama mashke, so why does the pasuk have to have a ganza riches, a long pasuk here, and should have said both a kedushim together? Should have said, mikolo oichol asher yochal, asher yovi olav mayim, any food inside this kli cheris. V'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli, or else any water, any liquid that's inside this kli, is yitma. When it becomes tamei, it could even be matama something else. So the kasher is trei yitma lomali. Why does the pasuk divide into two parts? The first says when there's food inside it, the food becomes tamei, it could be matama something else. And another part says when there's water inside this kli cheres, in this earthly keli you have water, and now a sheretz comes inside it. So the kli becomes tamei, and then the mashka becomes tamei, and when the mashka goes out, the mashka could be matama something else. Abazoi, why does the pasuk say two times yitma? Ella, you have to say yitma dereisha letame tumas mashkin. The first yitma is talking about when food becomes tummy in the kli cheres. When it comes out, it could be matama mashke. If it touches water, it would be matama the water. Mashen kein yitma de seifa, but in the seifa, the end of the pasuk, that's talking about when you have water inside the kli cheres and the sheretz touched it, went inside the kli. So that the water is tamei, hatayi dafkul atame tumas oichlim. The water now could only be matama food. Mashen kein mashkim, it cannot be matama. But that's the klal, the same object, like water, cannot be matama another water. Or food cannot be matama food. Therefore, since the posik separates the two cases and says two separate yitmos, we're saying now that food has one halacha. When food becomes tamei, when it touches mashke, it could be matama the mashke. But when mashke is makabel tumah from the kli cheres, it cannot be matam another mashke. It can only be matam neichel. That's why it has two separate dinim. So the pasuk has to divide up and says two different yitmos. The pasuk has to say. For the gemara now, the kasha, the emor letame yesakelim. True, we have now when you have this water inside the kli cheres. So when the water is tumay, the pasuk says yitma when it comes out, it could be matam something else. But we're saying now, what can be matama? Only food. Now, mashkim, we understand. Water cannot be matama water. But the kasha is, what about kelim? Why can't this water, when it touches the keli, why can't it be matama the kelim? Why do we say only food and not kelim? So the Gemara, v'lav kal v'chaymu. From this I have a kal v'chaymu to say, it cannot be matama kelim. O ma'akli, ma'adach akli itself, she matama mashka, a keli that's tummy. When it touches food, when it touches water, it could be metama the mashke. For nesvegan ain't metama kli, but one keli cannot be metama another keli. Of a keli, if a plate is tummy, when it touches another plate, it cannot be metama the second plate. Even though when a plate touches water, it could be metama the water. Of a zoy mashkim haboy yemachmas kli. This water that's tummy because of the kli cheres. We're saying now the sheretz came inside the kli cheres. It was matama the kli, the glass now, earthly glass became tamei, and therefore the mashka, the water inside is tamei because of the kli. So this water was only tamei because of the kli. As I bezoi, ein adin, shloyit me esakelim. Avada, this water now cannot be matama kelim. Just like the water only comes from a kli, from the outside earthly keli. And the earthly keli, if it touches another keli, it can't be matama that keli. So the mashke should be the same thing also. This mashke, that's tome only because the keli, cannot be matama something else, cannot be matama another keli. So therefore, for pshita, this water cannot be matama keli. So the maravi emo, kiloi matama mashkim haboy machmas kli. That's true. If the water is only mekabel tuma from a keli, I understand why it can't be better than the kli itself, and it cannot be matam another keli. Avo mashkin haboy machmas sheretz. What's going to be if a sheretz touches water directly? So the water now is tummy now. It is the chura of the sheretz. If he touches a keli, he could be matam a keli. So this water now should also be allowed to be matama kelim. Is hochinami de matama mashkin? In this case now, how do I know this water can't be matama the mashkin? This water can't be matama kelim. Hey, what made the water tamei? A sheretz. Now, if a sheretz touches a keli, it could be matama keli. So the same way if a sheretz touches a keli, the keli is tamei. Now the sheretz touched the water. The water is tamei. But why can't this water go and be matama keli now? And you're telling me a klal, Rabbi Yossi is saying that no water that's tamei could have ever be matama kelim. So why not? And if the Gemara like this, mashkin haboy yimach masheretz. That's what you tell me so poshid, that if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tamei, miksivi. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. The Torah never talks about that water became tamei from the fact that a sheretz touched the water. That we don't find. The pasuk only says that the mashke becomes tamei because of the kli. So since the pasuk doesn't talk about mashke being tamei from a sheretz, we don't know what the lach will be. For the Gemara, good. Abu Balav kal v'chayma. Isn't it a kal v'chayma though, Kasi? I have a kal v'chayma that of a sheretz.